welcome to Movies, Films, and Flicks. I am Mark Hoffmeyer, and joining me is someone who often goes on hikes on mountains just in case a gigantic troll explodes from it. It's Andy Boetes.
Always carry a flashlight.
Yeah.
And try not to sneeze.
And bring you bring troll goop with you. And
don't say God out loud.
And wear medieval knight armor.
Yes. Yes.
That's a tough hike.
Yeah, I'm thinking, when would the best season be to do this hike?
Summer, right? Summer. That would have to be the best.
With the armor, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. It's going to be a tough summer trail. Like, what a summer break to have. Like, go hunt. Although, I must say, hunting some trolls, like, that's fun. Like, do some, like, cave exploring and see some amazing sights, amazing Norwegian countryside. Oh, gosh. Don't you just love the way these guys who do these troll movies, first with Troll Hunter and now with Netflix's Troll that's coming out, like, they just, oh, they love their own scenery, and I love it, they love it, and that they show it to us. It's just amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
thank you, Norwegians.
We talked about Troll Hunter on the pod, and just the visuals and the vistas and the, where, like, they shot on location so much, and it's just such a beautiful, lush country during that time of the year. And then watching this with the massive mountains, you know, now with, like, drone shots, probably, you can just get all the Norwegian scenery that you could, or, like, you know, Norway, like, all that scenery that you could possibly want. So it just makes me happy. And then when you shared this to me, I mean, this trailer that we're going to talk about is probably, it's 50 seconds long. But
yeah.
It features a gigantic troll awakening with a classic eyeball opening behind a character. And then it's, according to the synopsis, it's storming towards Oslo to wreak havoc, and they have to stop it.
Yeah, the trailer is talking about awakens from the dark, and then, yeah, the synopsis is like moving from the countryside to the city, and I'm already thinking like, ooh, but then it looks like a mountain range. The actual troll looks like a mountain range. And I'm like, that's amazing, because it looks like they're standing next to this, well, gigantic boulder range. It looks like a little mountain range, I guess. And the thing just wakes up. Oh, gosh. And it's got a tail. Oh, the troll tail.
It makes me
happy. I love trolls.
How many trolls do you think you and I have walked over in our lives while hiking mountains? Because I've done a lot of hiking in my life. How many trolls do you think I've walked over?
Well, like at least a dozen, right?
Yeah.
It's like, we've done this a lot. A dozen, I'd say.
You know what I love about this is I love that these sort of Nordic countries are really embracing their mythology in their countries. So, I mean, all over the place. I mean, Iceland had a show that I really liked on Netflix. I know they're not the same country, but the Nordic countries is completely different countries, but you can call them like the Nordic countries. But, like, you know, Iceland's embracing that. Even Sweden has got in on it. And now Norway, like, I loved Dead Snow, even though that was just a zombie picture. I loved, let's see, Ragnarok. But I believe that was Swedish. Ragnarok was, Finland. Oh, my bad.
Finland, yeah, Finnish, I think, yeah.
And then, like, the ritual, which I adore, like, the Norse legend that they're talking about. And I love that these sort of...
And Eurovision!
Yeah! Yeah, like...
With the elves!
There are elves that you feed booze to, and they're deadly.
I love it.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, like, I love it.
I love that they're embracing this, and the budgets are getting bigger. And I think Norway, too, we talked about this, director Roar Uthog, who... I just want you to know, I went through a bunch of interviews. None of them said his name. Then I found one with him actually saying his name. So Roar Uthog. So I read the Nordic pronunciation. It's like Roar Uthog, but, you know, he pronounces it as Roar Uthog. So I feel good about pronouncing that name. But
feel positive.
Before we got on, he directed The Wave.
He did. And we love The Wave. Also another beautiful, like, beautifully shot. Okay, like, we've got a gigantic tsunami happening there. Just a note, I actually watched the trailer the other day for The Wave. I wouldn't recommend watching the trailer. Anyone who hasn't seen the movie and wants to like watch a trailer, because it kind of gives you the entire movie. It's one of those trailers. But watch the movie if you can. I think it's 2015, if I remember correctly. I think The Whale was 2015. It's such a good movie. And again, like, yeah, it shows their amazing nature. And but yeah, disaster movie. Oh, I love it.
I guess we can joke around and call it a fjord nami, I guess, like a fjord sea
Your
nami.
Nami,
But just watching that,
approved.
and then I also really like the Tomb Raider movie with Vikander, and I read somewhere that Vikander and Uthog were supposed to team up for this movie as well, but something fell through.
I'm guessing it was a scheduling thing. I'm guessing like the pandemic and stuff, because that these days seems to be always like the going line, like, oh, scheduling because we would have shot and then pandemic.
It
So,
slows
but
everything
yeah, I
down.
was like, wow, that's like a big name that was actually involved. It's interesting that we didn't really hear anything about this from Netflix, though. But then I'm like, is it because it's a Norwegian film? But then I'm also like, Netflix hasn't been very on top of marketing lately. There's this Chris Hemsworth thing coming out. What's Spirited?
Oh,
And I mean,
yeah.
honestly, if someone didn't bring it up at a work meeting, I wouldn't have even known about it. It's so weird. Like, but
He's
anyway, I'm
gone
just
full
glad,
Bad
like,
Times at the El Royale, hasn't he, in that new movie? Hemsworth, he's dancing again.
I'm excited. Apparently it's terrible, but I don't care. I'm excited. Like, it's a Chris movie. Of course I'm gonna see it. But anyway, I'm just glad, yeah, I actually saw this trailer, and now, yeah, like now the waiting in anticipation for the film to come out. More trolls. We need more trolls. We need like a universe of trolls. I like that, like everyone's talking, and you also mentioned like it's cool that we are having more Norwegian, like even just Nordic folklore and like Scandinavian, like mythologies and stuff. I think, yeah, it's time for them to like start their own little universe thing. We've got some troll movies, like we've got elves in there. Yeah, they should like, what else do they have?
Well,
Like, because we're loving it.
you know what's interesting? They have like we have the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we have the MonsterVerse. That'd be great to have the Nordic verse. Like, just different trolls from different countries, different folklores going to
Yes.
battle, and then they have to, there's a good Godzilla-esque creature, then it has to battle the Yule Cat in Iceland there. And just oh, and also Santa, Rare Exports is a movie I absolutely adore.
That's true.
Another film that was made in Norway, and Santa's gigantic in that. So
Yeah.
Santa and trolls, giant creatures eating each other, zombies from Dead Snow, just
A queen
going to war.
elf that's like hardcore, a little Wonder Woman queen elf.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
just give us
yeah.
that. Because listen, I've always been into trolls, like for as long as I can remember.
Totally.
Willow, that features those furry trolls. And then you have
Yeah.
Ernest Scared Stupid, which is evil, evil, evil
Scared
troll.
you today.
The trolls in what? The Troll King and Labyrinth. And then you have in the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings movies, the cave trolls, which I feel terrible for because they seem like tools for destruction, and then they get murdered. I don't think, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
they're not those evil Uruk-hai. They're just sort of bad. And listen, in The Hobbit, the Battle of Five Armies, there's a troll with a catapult on its back. That's like hitting two of my top three mark. Like, I need a few things in movies: jet skis, monsters, and catapults. And that's two out of three in one scene, which
Yeah,
is
amazing. That's
absolutely.
your vibe.
And then, Frozen recently, and what, Onward was all trolls, Your Highness. Like, anything with trolls. Oh, and Elf, you're right. And Hellboy had trolls. Hellboy 2. So yeah, anything with trolls, just give them to me. Let me watch it. And
Yeah,
then,
no.
but isn't this cool though? Like, I love the intro. What? How do they start off by saying what? What was it? Oh yeah,
The lines.
made of earth and stone, a snow-clad heart. From darkness they came, in sunlight they freeze. And then, oh gosh.
Ominous. I love it. It's almost like the words, like they're summoning the trolls, and now I'm like, are they summoning the troll? Because that sounds like summoning words, that.
Oh, yeah.
It does, right? Because I was like, at first I thought, okay, this is lame. Like the lines, like just from a writer point of view. But then I was like, no, obviously it's going for kind of like a rhyme. So it's either like a children's rhyme thing, but it also kind of sounds like a summoning. So maybe someone actually summoned the troll. So I can't wait to see what this movie
Yeah.
is like actually about, because they're not giving us much, like story-wise. It's like basic plot, like troll here, people need to make plan. That's like what we've got.
Helicopters come in,
Yeah, helicopters, gotta have helicopters
and yeah,
and
I love it.
scientists.
I hope it's not the heroes being dummies and awaking it.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking maybe like if they. The first one had a bit of like conspiracy stuff, like a teeny bit.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're gonna do maybe that again. Like maybe if I'm right and it's a summoning, then it might be a summoning because, like, I don't know, again, like climate deniers or whatever. I don't know. Like people love, it feels like monster movies and disaster movies. There's always some kind of conspiracist somewhere doing something. Like it's such a trope in these kind of movies. I wouldn't be like surprised, because it's so easy to do for them again, because they've got the beautiful nature happening over there. So it's so easy to really juxtapose something like that. But yeah, I don't know.
You make a great point, because Godzilla was about the atomic bomb, right? And the response to
Yes.
that. Pacific Rim was about, you're building the wall, you have different countries. Del Toro made sure to throw in sort of metaphors and allegories about that. And so, I mean, even look at Frankenstein with James Whale. Like, there's always a reason. There's always kind of a message behind the monster. So yeah, it could
Exactly.
be
And
interesting.
Troll Hunter was also like the whole thing of, humans like in populations taking over nature and nature kind of dying and not being this big thing anymore because we're going all technology. So it's so easy to do something, along those lines. Hopefully, yeah, like it's something fresh. And honestly, I'm just giving you that amazing Norwegian landscapes. I'm happy, and trolls. I'm just happy. Like they don't really have to do much. Just give me the beautiful images and the gigantic trolls.
And it's such a simple title too. I love it. Godzilla, Troll. Like,
Exactly.
just give us that. And I was looking at the cinematography from Jalo Faber. This is the cinematographer. He worked on Tenet and Spectre and Tinker Tailor Soldier
Wow.
Spy. And then he also shot this thing called Return of the Goat 2, New
Oh,
World
wow.
Order, which stars Mads Mikkelsen. And it was directed by Otto Bathurst, who also directed Peaky Blinders, Robin Hood. This is like just tons of his Dark Materials, Black Mirror, but it's a short about a goat. The goat man is back and
Yeah.
he's out to get you. Are you fast enough to outride the legendary creature? So we could have goats involved, killer sheep, like in New Zealand, like black sheep.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many sheep
Yeah.
in Nordic countries. So bring that forth. But yeah, now I was just checking. But that led me to this question. So you're a cinematographer, right? You get hired to shoot Troll, Zanotti.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of beautiful country. I feel like on first thought, you're like, this will be easy because anywhere I point the camera and shoot will be awesome. But then you think, anywhere I point the camera and shoot will be awesome. Which awesome do I pick? Is you have a
Yeah.
luxury of items. It will be paralysis by analysis, or how are you shooting this thing?
Oh wow. I guess I'll just like become very technical about it, and like where's the sun at this time of day, like scheduling vibes, and go from there. Because yeah, natural light is great, but only if you like still have enough of it. So like if you're down at the bottom of the mountain, you might not have enough light. I'll probably get technical because yeah, how else would you do that? Just point and
Yeah.
shoot. I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll take the job, but I'll meet you guys there, because I'm going like a month before and just playing around with my camera and like getting to know all the locals. So by the time everyone else joins, they're like, hey, this is Susie. She's like, she makes the best pies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm I know everyone in the village, like, yeah.
We need extras. I know them. I've been here for 2 years. They paid me to come here for 2 years and do this. But one thing I'm looking forward to.
Are we doing the sequel already?
Yeah. You're like, we need to make this the best possible so I get a sequel so I can spend another 2 years. But I was looking at the visual effects supervisor too, so I have some faith in the visual effects because Espen Seiberg, he done Ragnarok, done The Nun, Fargo, some pretty big. Sure. They did Ragnarok. He also worked on Sorcerer's Apprentice, Kick-Ass, Drag Me to Hell, visual effects artist. So you have.
Oh, nice.
You have. They've also worked on Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, Pacific Rim. So this is a person who understands visual effects. So that makes me happy.
That's so exciting. Well, I mean, what we've seen in the trailer looks amazing. So yeah, if it means we're getting more of that, then hell yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm very, very happy. And so, like when I saw the trailer yesterday, first I was like, why am I only seeing this now? It says 6 days ago, published on YouTube 6 days. What? Why am I only seeing it now? But then I was just like so happy, and I've just been smiling because the troll movie and an actual Norwegian troll movie. I love it.
I can't wait. And Roar says troll is an idea that has been developing in the back of my mind for over 20 years. To finally be able to realize it with the enthusiastic and ambitious people at Netflix and Motion Blur is truly a dream come true. I can't wait to unleash this Norwegian monster on the world.
So it's just one, like.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like it's just one, but I'm thinking like maybe there might be multiple trolls, like, but the third act that joined the one big one, or is it going to be just the one, like a smog situation, you know?
It was a great eye-opening moment as well.
Hmm.
And then, one last thing. The Norwegians are super stoked for this. Like, we're incredibly proud to bring a Norwegian project of this scale to the world, together with Roar and Motion Blur. And then they put, and I'm excited. They're excited for him to get back to his Norwegian roots. And we are thrilled to bring Troll to life, a Norwegian fairy tale figure, played, directed, and produced by Norwegians for a global market. So they're super stoked. They want to do it right.
Oh, I love it.
They have Netflix money. Roar has done big movies. So I think we're in for a good time. And I'm very, 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 very excited. And thank you so much for pointing this out to me.
For sure. No, like, I mean, we've done Trollhunter. And yeah, like, hopefully this is, yeah, we'll cover this one when it comes out, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But yeah, like, it's just good that we're spreading it now. Like, so everyone knows. Go check out Troll, the trailer on Netflix.
Check it out.
And yeah, check it out.
Where can people find you real quick before we get out of here?
On Twitter, Sanandi on Twitter, and on Facebook. I forget, I have a page there now too. I keep forgetting. I'm so bad at social media. But yeah, no, I'm on social media, Sanandi.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Follow it and read the Jurassic World power ranking of dino meals.
All the
deaths. So this was fun. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, so for me, Mark Hoffmeyer, for Sanandi Boetes, this is Movie Sims and Flicks. We'll see you next week.